Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms who are listening in today. And we remember all of our mothers, those who are with us, and those who are with the communion of saints. And today we give thanks for their sacrifices, their love, and the lessons that we learned through them. In today's service of worship, we're blessed to have participating the Reverend Janet Warren and Chaplain Sandy and Denise. Now we begin with the gathering of the community. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Almighty God.
To you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and for your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the fifth Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another and walk in the way of his commandments. Who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Acts 7:55-60. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep.
This is the word of the Lord.
Be to God. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that's hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight, and like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the gospel of Christ.
Please pray with me. May only this truth be spoken, and only the truth be received. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today is what many celebrate as Mother's Day. Now, I've heard many people say, or people have written about, preaching on the wonderful aspects of mothers is not a good idea, because talking about how great mothers are can be very painful for some. So rather than, you know, acknowledge that there is pain involved sometimes, let's avoid this altogether. That's what some of the people are saying. You know, some mothers have lost a child. Others have a child missing. Sometimes children and mothers alike are estranged from one another. And in some cases, mothers were not the ideal person that we had wanted. It is almost as if our mothers were not the ideal person that Mother's Day can allude to. And then that makes many people feel excluded because they don't have that mother that is that big ideal person. And all of this is true. However, there are many things in life that can be painful. In my way of thinking, by avoiding painful things, we do not give ourselves the permission we need to feel the pain so we can heal. To feel the pain and let it go we can then feel joy. I also think that in today's gospel, Jesus instructs the disciples that there is a dwelling place for everyone. All the mothers with their joys and pains have a place in God's world. I'd like to share another story. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a bit of a storyteller. This past week in my indigenous community, we held what is called a sacred fire. To make it short, a sacred fire is done in a particular way and kept by a traditional firekeeper. The concept of this sacred fire is one where the community can gather, offer prayers, and share thoughts. This particular fire was held for 24 hours from sunrise to sunrise. And it was in honor, and it was to send out prayers of hope for a 32-year-old mother who had gone missing. Over the course of the 24 hours, people from far and wide stopped by to offer prayers and talk about the person, if they knew her, to talk about how many people feel overwhelmed by life and how close to home this situation hits. In Canada, there is much talk about murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls. For many of us, it was something that happened in more remote places. You know, as I sat by that fire on Wednesday, I thought about how many people in our world feel excluded, who don't have or feel like they don't have a community that accepts them. How many people don't know the love of Jesus or are estranged from the church because of hurtful things that have been said or done to them in the name of God. Today's gospel shows us a different way of being. Our gospel this morning is at the beginning of what is known by theologians and scholars as the farewell address. This takes place after the Last Supper and before Jesus' arrest. This farewell address spans over three chapters in the book of John, and it starts off by Jesus letting the disciples know that God has a dwelling place for everyone. Absolutely everyone. Everyone is included. There are no exceptions. Can only be part if you meet this and this and this criteria. That, in my mind and heart, is the most important message. God loves each and every one of us so much that he sent Jesus into a world that had become obsessed with rules that excluded so many people. Jesus came to this earth to show people a new way to live in love, to accept people. In the farewell address, he is giving instructions to the disciples and how things are to be done once he has physically leaves this earth. I encourage you to leave this service and read on in the book of John to learn the rest of all the instructions Jesus gives the disciples. Because at the end of this verse that we're looking at, he starts talking about the Father and the Son. And the next part is about the Holy Spirit. So he starts talking about the whole Trinity. And that's what I encourage you to leave and continue reading in the book of John so that you can see all of the wonderful things that God has given us. Amen. We gather into a time of prayer. In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, "Hear us, Lord of glory." That our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That isolated and persecuted churches may find strength in the Easter gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love. Pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That by his power, wars and famine may cease through all the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, and the dying, that they may be comforted and strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon his people, that we may bear fruitful witness to his resurrection. Pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
By spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give you thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brothers and sisters, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
Alleluia. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier be with us this day and forevermore. Alleluia. Amen.
Alleluia. Go forth in the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.